Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, find out how one local organization will honor the fallen this Christmas, a familiar festival returns to Lake Altoona, plus who won the big football game between Cherokee and Etowah. We've got these stories right after this.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Happy Election Day, and welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Cargas. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. The holiday season is a time for family, love, and laughter, but it's also an opportunity to honor and remember those who have fallen. To help with that remembrance, the Georgian National Cemetery Advisory Council is seeking donations for its annual Wreaths Across America grave decoration event. The council hopes to raise $160,000 by the end of November for enough Christmas wreaths. So far, it's collected half of the needed amount. Wreaths Across America began in Arlington National Cemetery in the 1990s and has spread to national cemeteries across the country. For more information, including ways to donate, read Donald Campbell's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Christmas is back in Woodstock and Lake Altoona. The Woodstock City Council discussed a potential modification to its annual Christmas parade at a recent meeting. Instead of a traditional parade going down Main Street, it will be a drive-through parade of lights. The suggested location is the combined parking lots for River Ridge High School and Mill Creek Middle School. Participants on the floats won't hand out candy, but city staff, dressed as Santa's elves, will be at the end of the parade to give out bags of goodies. Santa himself will be standing at a distance from the cars passing by, waving as the vehicles drive along. All candy would be quarantined prior to the event, first by parade participants and then by city staff. Also, registration for the 4th Annual Lights on the Lake Boat Parade is open until November 23rd if you still need to sign up. The fee is just $50. This year's event is scheduled for Saturday, December 5th at Lake Altoona, so get your boats lit up and get ready to party. And still to come, did Cherokee get back to its winning ways on the gridiron against Ottawa? And which organizations are using food to encourage voting? Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. 1 week after dropping its first game of the season, Cherokee wasted little time putting itself back into contention for a region championship with a 35-6 win over Etowah Friday night. The win also guaranteed a third straight state playoffs appearance for the Warriors. For more sports news, including the state softball and volleyball playoffs, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. In this week's Man on the Street segment, we noticed a unique sight while we were visiting the polling places in the area. Food trucks providing free food to voters. So we had to ask, were they there to influence the voters, support certain candidates, or just to support voters? Let's start with Perry, who's from a nonpartisan group, about his motivation to give water and snacks to the voters in line.
My motivation was just to thank people for coming out and to make it a little bit more pleasant. You know, this is such an important election, and I really admire everybody. And we've got a waiting line here for it's an hour and a half at least now. Looking at it, we've been here about an hour and a half here, and the line has never gotten any less, so people are still coming out.
Next, we spoke to Courtney from Pizza to the Polls, a nonpartisan group with the theme, Democracy is Delicious.
The company Pizza to the Polls is actually all over the states in 26 cities right now. We actually have three trucks running in Atlanta. We'll be doing this through Election Day as well. So the motivation is just to encourage people to vote. We're not here to sway anybody one way or the other. We're just here to feed them. Super stoked. They're surprised that everything's free. So everybody seems to be taking it very, very well. And we've been moving around the city. Today we're probably going to stay put here because we're super, super busy. But yes, positive feedback from everybody. Kind of help out because some wait lines are in and out. Some people are here for hours. But we're not just doing it for the voters. Anybody that comes by, any passerby that's curious about what we're doing is welcome to have food and snacks.
Finally, we spoke to another nonpartisan organization, Vote.org, which had a truck serving soft tacos. Organizer Jack came over from Alabama to set up the truck at the polling location.
Anytime it comes to like anything where it's kind of like using your voice, you know, making sure that, you know, your voice matters and stuff, I definitely want to like put my foot forward. And also, you know, if anybody else is around, like there's a lot of people my age who like are interested, but it's like a lot of people don't really know where to get that information or even how to begin. So I kind of want to be like that plug to kind of like help them out. I wanted to have a high expectation of what I wanted to be like, you know, but I really feel like this kind of, it really kind of, you know, matched it a bit, you know, because there's a lot of people, especially a lot of people around my age. I'm seeing a lot of people who voting for the first time, you know, and it really makes you happy. You know, you see a lot of people coming with their grandmother, they, you know, they have the canes and stuff like that. And you see people bringing their kids, and just to see that type of interaction, like, hey, I got to vote. I had to go to work, but I caught off work. They think I'm at lunch. I'm here voting. So it's like, you know, it really gives you a lot of hope and a lot of like inspiration to kind of like, hey, if they're doing it, you know, I don't know if you know, anybody else, if y'all haven't voted yet, but if they're doing it, come on now, where's your excuse?
Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comment section, or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Portoute, producer, Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.